Good evening, April 11th, 2024, regular school board meeting held at the Hamilton Educational Center Boardroom at 6 p.m. I want to welcome everybody and please stand for a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
United States of America, and to the Republic which stands in its one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll.
Mrs. Varney?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mrs. Isaac?
Here.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mr. Ober?
Here. Need a motion to adopt the agenda tonight? Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, we have some presentations, and normally after we do our presentations, everybody hits the doors. We have one more after everybody out here, so if you would just stick around for a few minutes, be appreciated. Okay, now I'll turn this over to...
Thank you very much, President Ober. So our initial thing here is a presentation. It's going to be offered by our Chief Academic Officer, Dr. Jablonka, and then Mr. O'Hearn, our high school principal. This is one, I was texting with the board about this over the last couple weeks. This is, earlier this year, we unveiled the driver's training program, which was something that we all worked really hard to get off the ground. Was super excited about that. I was telling Mary before the meeting, I think what we're going to announce tonight at least equals that, in my mind, maybe exceeds that. Just for the benefit of everybody here, it's great to have such an audience and be able to share this a little bit. So I think probably the single clearest direction that I've gotten from our board during the 7 years I've done this is the idea that we want to embrace the whole child. Like that's a passion in our district. That's where the three E's are born from. I don't think those letters are foreign to anybody in this room, right? Enlist, enroll, employ. That's what we're about. We've been passionate about trying to establish as many pathways as we possibly can for our kids. Like that's a big thing of what we do here. This thing with the Career Center is extremely exciting because, I've always said we do the instructional piece here really well. We've been a school district for 182 years. We've sent a lot of kids off to college. Like that piece, we've kind of got figured out. The enlistment piece with our military students, we have great support for that at our high school. The employment piece is one that our best partner is the Career Center. If we have students that are interested in those programs, we try to get them to the Career Center. We embrace that. We take kids over there on field trips. We do what we can to expose those programs. A lot of our kids go that direction. Those that don't, maybe don't go because they don't offer the program they want. Or in some cases, kids are hesitant to go to the Career Center because they love our high school so much. It's a credit to Matt and his staff, and it's a really happy problem to have. So what the board and I work very hard to do is try to create opportunities where possible to bring those programs to our kids, like to put those things in our facilities. And we have some great examples of that. Partnership with Capital City Trailers, partnership with Village of Obetz, partnership with our local fire department. We have some great examples of that. But we're kind of limited by our geography a little bit, by what we have available to us, and then we're limited by our size. I try to remind people, this is a giant school district when you look at us across the state of Ohio. We're a really big school. Locally, here in Franklin County, we're on the smaller side, right? So satellite programs that we're going to announce tonight, if you're a career center, you can send a teacher to a school and teach a class there. But in order to do that, you have to have enough students there that are interested in that particular subject to be able to justify that expense. It's what we call an FTE, right? Like I can't, if I'm the career center, I can't justify the expense of hiring a teacher to go over and teach five kids somewhere. So what we're going to announce tonight is something that, we've been eagerly trying to get off the ground for a long time, but we just haven't had an area where there's been enough interest, enough passion by our students to all rally around one thing, and I think we finally landed that plane. So without any further ado, I also want to say this, as we're introducing these people tonight, Emily's here, Matt's here, I don't know if Tennyson made it. Tennyson Vardy, you guys all know, is our football coach. To me, much more importantly, he is our director of workforce development. Those three individuals collaborated really heavy on this, and in addition to that, our high school, Jessica, our high school assistant principal, our guidance counselors. Like, this was a heavy lift by a lot of people. So I'm bringing them up to present the nuts and bolts of this to the board, but I also want them to take a bow because they did one heck of a job for our kids. So Emily and Matt, come on up.
Opportunity. Some reasons for it, I wrote down, like, why do we need this, right? Why is this a need at Hamilton Township High School? Well, what we do is we survey students at the high school. We actually find out what they're interested in. So we don't want to just put something in place that, hey, let's go and try this. No, we had students actually say they actually want to go into education. So we want to find programs at the high school that reinforce what the kids' careers actually are. And that's what we're doing with this program. There is currently, there's a satellite at Gahanna that our students have historically gone to in the past. One of the obstacles, though, is that transportation piece. Our kids would have to, you know, go from Hamilton Township High School and drive them to Gahanna. Let's put this right in Hamilton Township High School. Some of the goals, as Mrs. Blanca mentioned, is, and this is something that our instructor came in and met with our students yesterday, is the course is labeled teaching professions, but it's really everything, right? So some of the students that are even sitting here now, some interview us again right now, it's only a senior course, but hey, do you want to go into coaching? Do you want to be a school psychologist? Do you want to be a guidance counselor? Do you want to be an administrator? Maybe you're not sure. This is a great opportunity to find out at the high school level, which I think all of us, whatever field you're in, you know, I have to be in education, but wouldn't that be a great opportunity in high school to get another opportunity to figure out what you want to go into so you're not wasting that money once you go into college, right? So for myself, you know, I didn't get a chance to experience that until I was a freshman in college. How about experiencing that as a senior in high school where we hopefully have a successful experience, you want to go into education, maybe it's not. And you find as a senior in high school, you're not, you know, having some of those costs as you go into the college level. Fits into our philosophy at the high school. We're a leader in me school, now a leader in me district. We ask kids to be leader of themselves. I mean, how about going out and being a leader in the district? So these kids are going to go out, they're going to be in all different buildings. They're going to be able to practice some of the 7 habits that we preach at the high school level. At our meeting yesterday, we had 13 students there, 15 prospective seniors. It was interesting, our instructor, the first question he asked our kids was, who wants to go into education? I was thinking, why would he ask that? That's why these kids are here. Well, in some schools, they use it just as a 12-point credential, which that is a piece of this, which is another added layer. But all of our kids like, yes, that's why we're here. That was like super. He was like, oh, okay. I thought people were just trying to get maybe some credits. No, these kids actually want to go into education as a career. So here's how it's going to be set up. We're going to have a double block format where they have 2 class periods towards the end of the day. So working out exactly what 2 periods that those are going to be. We already have an instructor ready to go. So Mr. Toby Fisher, he met with the students yesterday. He'll be in next week. He's got a ton of experience. So this individual in general has worked at the Career Center. He's been in career services. He's a former teacher, administrator, coach, and he currently teaches education classes at Otterbein right now. We're gonna get our kids out. So if you may see some high school kids, if you have some other kids, parents in the rest of our district, you're gonna see our kids out in other parts of the district. You're gonna see them at the elementary school, you may see them at the middle school, intermediate school, and even at the high school. They're gonna be all over the place. This isn't just, hey, let's talk about education. No, we're gonna live education. They're gonna be out throughout the district. I want to give a special shout out too. I know he couldn't be here tonight, but Mr. Varney played a vital role in this. Right now, we do have a student who's a junior, who's gonna be part of this program going into next year. Had a phenomenal experience down at the elementary school. That's really helped jumpstart some of the interest here at the high school level. Collaboration, Mr. Blanca said, just Capital East and Fairfield. We've been there. They've been here. We've met virtually. Instructor's already been out. So. What do I see as an impact? I wrote down that whole idea to steal the logo from Ohio State, the develop here part, right? We have to develop kids here to do these things. As I sat in the meeting, 5 adults that were in that meeting were actually Hamilton Township. 3 of the 5 were Hamilton Township grads. Let's keep the best and brightest here. I see myself as a building principal, those resumes moving to the top of the stack. Can't necessarily guarantee a job, but if I've got a kid who's gone through this teaching program, Your resumes probably move to the top of the stack as we look at interviews, you know, down the road. Industry credentials can be earned, become a paraprofessional right after graduation. So, also, we're really excited about this. I'm sure there'll be some obstacles, but we're teed up and ready to go for next school year. So, thanks to Board Education for listening to us. Efforts made by our staff members, Dr. Blanc has been instrumental, Mr. Tyler, Dr. Conley, our guidance counselors, the law firm, I call them, of Steele, Stevens, and Trisler. Mr. Varney for getting student out, really kind of piling in that this year. And then most importantly, our students. So our students are taking a risk. I don't know if I could have taken that risk. They're taking a risk, a good risk. We love good risks. They're going to take a great risk for hopefully some really good rewards. And in conclusion, hopefully some more to come. So hopefully we'll be back. Hopefully it's not the end, and hopefully it's just the beginning. So again, thanks for your time.
To piggyback on what Mr. O'Hearn said, we do have flyers for anybody who's here who might be interested. I'll leave these by the door if you want to pick one of these up. Additionally, I did share in an email to the board that we have another opportunity for a satellite program through the Career Center starting for the 25-26 school year that is in sports broadcasting and information technology. So really utilizing all of that amazing equipment that we have at the high school. The instructor who will be, who we anticipate will be actually instructing that class, we're in the works of figuring out when he's going to be able to come out to the high school to actually look at the equipment and see what we have on site. But the superintendent from the Career Center did take some pictures of that when she was out shadowing with us. And she did convey to us that that instructor is extremely excited about the equipment that we have that probably no other high school in the state of Ohio has, bar maybe one in the Cleveland area. So, yeah, more to come.
Okay, stay right there. Any questions and comments from the board?
No questions, just yeah, excited, and I'm very excited to see what's going to come and how these things go through the program. So, good work.
We had enough interest of our next year seniors to have this class be only Hamilton local students. So down the road, if our numbers start to fluctuate a little bit, we may have additional students from other districts participating as well. But this is a wonderful opportunity, and it's a teacher from the Career Center who's going to be supplying the instruction. And then also, I failed to mention this earlier, the paraprofessional examination that students will be prepared to take at the end of this course is paid for by the Career Center. So there's no cost for our students for that. So.
Okay. Mrs. Clark?
I just want to say, of course, I'm very, very, very excited about this, and it's a wonderful opportunity. I just found out just through this presentation that Toby Fisher, being the instructor, he was the principal at Franklin Heights for several years, so that's really cool. I have a lot of respect for him, and so it's great to see someone strong that will be teaching our students and giving them that wonderful opportunity. So thank you, guys.
Dave?
I'm good.
Just want to say thank you on behalf of the rest of the board, and looking forward to seeing how this turns out. Thank you.
President Ober, before we move on to our recognitions this evening, just as I was sitting here listening to this, I'm glancing around the room, and it struck me how many former Hamilton students we have here now, right now in this room, as Hamilton employees. Can you guys all stand up? If you're a former Hamilton student who's now an employee of ours, stand up. Yeah. There we go. Kelly, there's a bunch of you. This young lady over here, I'll tell a story about this real quick. Thank you guys, appreciate it. We love hiring our own. There's a good feeling about that. You know, it's... you know, we had a part in developing that, right? But Ms. Dillon here, we had this sort of program. We had an experience for kids during her senior year. And it was basically had a instructor go up and work with them a couple days a week, pulled them out of a study hall sort of thing, got them some teaching experience. Their final exam was to come and interview with me. And at that time, I was our assistant superintendent, HR director. And I took them through a teaching interview. And I asked them final questions, so, do you want to be a teacher? And I think I interviewed 12 kids. 8 of them said, no way. I was that's the best thing. I was so happy about that. It's that's great, because we've certainly seen in our field at times, somebody, goes through the coursework and realizes after they've spent 80 grand, I don't like this. I was glad that those kids learned that. But we had, 4 kids say, yes, this is what I want to do. And I told each of them, I said, give me first crack to hire you. Come see me first. I won't guarantee you a job. You're not getting a guarantee from me. I will guarantee you an interview. I will put you in front of a principal. That is my guarantee to you. Don't be an idiot. Don't do something to make me eat those words, if there's something in your resume or something that makes me turn off of that. But this young lady here told me, she says, yeah, I'll be back. And sure enough, she's in her second year now over at the intermediate school working for Kelly, who's also a Hamilton grad, our principal over there. So this just made my day, guys. And in a theoretical sense, any challenges we have with hiring paraprofessionals may evaporate as a result of this, because we're going to have a lot of licensed people. So extremely excited about this. Again, thanks to all of you. Love you guys. Great work. So, all right. Thanks, President Ober. We're now on to recognitions. Our first recognition tonight is going to be about winter sports, which is seems like several months since winter sports, but at the time of our last meeting, as credit to our winter sports, we still had some involved in tournaments and stuff, so we wanted to wait till the conclusion. At any rate, we have those folks here tonight. I'm going to introduce our athletic director, Matt Thompson, who's back there. Matt, come on up, and he's going to introduce our coaches and programs.
Thank you, Mr. Tyler, Board of Education. I appreciate everything for having us here tonight and recognizing these kids as student athletes because they're why we're here. We have the epitome of our student athletes right here. We're going to showcase tonight, and I asked the coaches to come up and speak about their programs. It's more about what they do, not about what I do. I'm here to support them, so I want to let them speak about their programs. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to them and showcase and honor these kids and these coaches for the job they do. So I'm going to go ahead and start out with my girls basketball coach, Jimmy Wooten.
Good evening, everyone. As Matt said, my name is Jimmy Wooten. This is my second year coaching the girls basketball team. I'd like to take a second as well. Thank you guys to the board for allowing this time to acknowledge our student athletes. It's awesome. Thank you. I would like to acknowledge some of our student athletes that are here tonight. We do have a couple that are not here tonight. But Alexis Wooten, would you come up? Jersey Baker, would you come up? And I believe I've seen Kenley Neff walk in as well. Am I missing anybody? Did anybody sneak in behind me? I think that was it. So this year, the girls basketball team, we went 6-17. Wasn't where we wanted to be in the win column, but we competed. We had about seven games throughout the year that were within 4 points, a possession or two at the end of the game. This year we did not have any seniors on the team. I don't know where that class went, but they zero seniors on this team this year. So this coming year we're definitely going to be looking for some people to step up leadership-wise. Great teams are player-led and not just coach-led. So, girls that are standing up here tonight, all three of these ladies, Alexis, Jersey, and Kinley, all received all academic MSL. So that is phenomenal that they're not only getting it done on the court, but in the classroom as well. So great job. Have three other girls that were all MSL academic team. Rakiba Ogilana, I think I said it right. If I didn't say it right, she would definitely let me know. She's not here tonight. We had Kai Kai Dean, which is not here tonight as well. And then we had JL Hainsley, which is not here tonight. They were all six of them, all academic. So. That is awesome. The all-league honors, Kai Kai Dean is not here tonight. She was honorable mention, Mid-State League. Alexis Wooten was first team, Mid-State League. She was also third team, All-Central District. Some of our accomplishments this year on the court, as a team, I believe I'll have to check these numbers. Matt can correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe we set the record for the most three-pointers made a season with 126 made three-point goals. So we like to shoot the three a little bit. Doesn't always go in, but our percentage jumped about 5% from the year before. So we're getting better at it. That is all I have. If anybody has any questions for me, feel free. Thank you guys.
Great job. Thanks.
Next up, I'd like to introduce our boys basketball coach, Brendan Neff.
Javon, Hamadou, and Roosevelt, you guys want to come up here? And as they come up, I'll just kind of talk about our season, as a recap. Starting way back in the beginning, we wanted this to be our culture year. Like, it's my second year as the head boys basketball coach. We made some decisions off the start that we weren't looking for the best basketball players. We were looking for the guys that would best demonstrate the qualities that we were looking for, you know, in our school, and it would give, the product would be something the school would be proud of, and the community could be proud of. So we made those decisions, and it paid off for us in a big way. We went 14-9 this year. We had 14 wins, which is the most in the last 25 to 30 years. The records are a little hazy, but that's a long time. So that's a testament to their hard work, and they're, I want to recognize these guys, their awards. I'm going to start with Roosevelt Trotter. He was a senior for us. He didn't play a whole lot, but he was such a glue guy for us. He worked hard in practice every day. He sometimes, I'd probably say two or three times, he'd come in 5-10 minutes late because he was spending time in the classroom, and that's why he was all academic and myself. So that's a testament to his hard work there, both in the classroom and on the court. Hamidou Diallo was honorable mention, all MSL. He averaged 10 points and 8 rebounds a game for us. That's big time. You know, he was undersized post player. He's only about 6'2", and he battled some bigger kids throughout the year. Javon McBride was long list here. District 10 super team, second team all Central District, first team all MSL. He has 940 career points. His career average is 20.4 points per game, and he was all Ohio honorable mention as well. Big focal point, but I think he would be the first one to say that he couldn't do it without his teammates. We also had Josh Woods, who was second team all MSL. Josh Woods averaged 12 points a game, 5 rebounds, and close to 2 assists. He shot 80% from the free throw line. He was District 10. He was voted to the District 10 All-Star Game for seniors. He was second team all MSL, and he's a three-sport all-conference athlete, which is pretty special. So, you know, these guys got the program moving in the right direction, and the culture is there, and we look forward to another successful year next year.
Next, I'm going to bring up our first year bowling coach, Troy Beasy.
I need my bowlers. Mark, please. I can't even start this without them up here. I need Brooklyn, Riley, Aubrey, Madden, Lucas, Rita, please come. I apologize. My name is Troy Beasy. I'm the bowling coach. And Mark behind me is my assistant coach. And he was a parent volunteer coach that helped me more than you realize. I had treatment today, so I may need my balance, my thought, and that's what I needed. These guys up here with me. We had a bowling season that I never coached bowling. I've been around bowling all my life. I've coached a lot of sports, and I understand the game, and I understand what you need to have with kids. We started with a bunch of misfit kids. We were individuals, and they bowled as individuals. And I seen the team come together. That was amazing. We had, in our all-conference bowling, we have 15 players that can make all-conference. First team, 5 of them. Second team, 5. And honorable mention, 5. At Hamilton Township, 9 of them players came from here. The 15th all-conference players that could be. And bowling goes a little under the radar. You know, it's not the jock sport that you see, that you think. But these athletes who you have here, they throw a ball like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I've seen hooks, and I've seen curves, and I'm like, I can't do that. I started this year with my seniors. They're not here. My boys are Colin. I made first team all conference. Isaiah, where's Isaiah? I didn't even see him there. I'm sorry, brother. Isaiah, another first team all conference. I had Derek. And if I say last names, I'm going to screw them all up. So Derek was my second team all conference. Pew, when he was my honorable mention, four out of my five varsity bowlers made all conference. We had a record of 4-10. But it wasn't the 4-10. The teams we bowled against wasn't the regular teams you would think. We bowled Delaware, Owen Tansy, Newark, New Albany. And we bowled some teams that were really, really money-driven. And that was really put us behind the eight ball. Our bowlers averaged unbelievable scores. The other my girls over here. This girl team made me Oak Creek. For one. I had one senior, and I had to make a choice about my freshman. I started three freshmen in our bowling team. All five of these girls made all conference. Started with Madden, made first team all conference as a freshman. So, this girl, what, seventh? Central Ohio?
Sixth.
Central Ohio is Central Ohio as a freshman in scoring average. She taught me a lot more than I taught her. And her dad was amazing and helped me. He didn't show her. Brooklyn Reardon, she's a junior. This girl's second year she's ever been bowling. First team, all conference. Back here is Riley. She is one girl that I was excited if I do varsity to kind of do this. And it was controversial about it. I stuck with it. She raised her average 20 pins through the average. And she made honorable mention all conference. It was Aubrey. This girl started out with a 120 average. She ended with a 155, 160, 56 average. She made second team all conference. You may wonder why I got a couple of these other people back here. These two people back here, this girl here started bowling. First 2 weeks, she didn't bowl. She sat there. And she has a disability on her hand. And she wasn't going to bowl. Second week, she asked me, she said, hey, coach, can I bowl? So we're pushing her. She came out and bowled. And in the year, she raised her bowling average by 44 pins. It's unheard of. I had 17 bowlers all together. My girls, these girls are amazing. We're missing Matt, who is also a second team all conference. All five of my girls, I'm so proud of them. We lost to Taze Valley in the mid-state. Both boys and girls made the mid-state championship. They both lost. The following week, we bowled Taze Valley in a match. Our girls came back and beat Taze Valley the next week. It proved they were as good as anyone else. We went to the sectionals and nervous. You got one senior, three freshmen, and this going to the scary. You know, when you're bowling in a section. These girls didn't only bowl. They finished fourth in the sections and made it to the districts. That means they were one of the top 32 teams in the state of Ohio to bowl out of 191 girls bowling teams. They're very, very, very proud of them. And my bowling moms, I had parents. This team didn't become a team until halfway through the season. We became a team. And then we became a family. And I was sick. And I walked up to him and I said, girls, I don't know if I can do this. And they all came up and hugged me and held me. They told me, they've got your back. And these girls saw me and kids. Taught me more than I would ever imagine I could teach them. In life, they're knowing. They're proud. We're all any one of you. Right? Mr. Lucas, this guy, I don't think he ever bowled before, have you? Never bowled. If you've seen this kid bowl, you would think
He's a professional motor. His style is really, he's just so perfect. And Mark and I talk about it all the time. Man, he can affect his score. Awesome. And I am just so proud of what this team did. Making it to the district. And my boys, we didn't do as good, but their scores were amazing. They were amazing as they did. Just to score every boulder on my team, 32 hours. A minimum of 9 teams to 34 teams in boulder team. So, I'm very proud of you guys, and thank you all very much. Proud to be here.
Bring up our boys and girls wrestling coach, Aaron O'Reilly. Good luck following that.
good evening, everybody. Good evening, board. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it. If I can have my teams, if you're here for the wrestling team, boys and girls, could you come on up? Some of us are here, things aren't here. This year was, to me, it was a great year. My coaches, Coach Griffin, can you come on up here? I know he has a great jacket on. And I, we have a great bond. He's a Michigan guy. I like Michigan, so it worked out perfect. But he's done a great job for me this offseason, keeping workouts going, recruiting, especially with the coaches, Paul Holtz. He does a great job recruiting. This is the most year we've had. We started off the year with, I think we had like 38 boys and I think close to 14 girls, and this sport's a hard sport, and it always slowly trickles down, and I think we ended up with just over 20-some boys and 11 girls, so. Turnout-wise, I think it's growing, it's getting great. He was with the girls yesterday. We had, I think, 9 new girls out yesterday, last night, so the sport's growing, especially for the girls, and I think our guys' team is doing just as well, number-wise. The year, though, our guys started with our guys' team. It was a really competitive year for us. We go to some pretty tough tournaments. Our second annual Paul Hackett Classic is a really good meet. We've had some placers there. Bobby Nolan was a champ there. Went to Bishop Watterson. Bobby Nolan got second. Carter Farrell got first. Just about every tournament we go to, we have at least 5 or 6 placers in the top 4, which is incredible. Because the past couple years, it was always usually just our heavyweight making it to the finals and then stick around longer without a whole lot of action. But these guys are definitely helping us out with the boys' meets. We did have our Miss State League tournament. We had a champ this year, Bobby Nolan's the first since, at least since 2016 that I can remember. He was a runner-up, or third, and then the champ, or no, champ, runner-up, and then third, right? Third, second. And first this year for Mid-State. So 4-time placer for Mid-State League. I had 2 runner-ups, and I had 3 that got fourth, but they were in the finals, so 6 total, which is really good. Considering last year, I think we only had 3 or 4. So that's a great step. We had 5 district qualifiers. We had 1 district alternate. We had to go to a district I did not want to go to. A little tougher up north, but we got bumped out. Had to go up there, and we competed well, but didn't get the results we wanted. So that's kind of how the boys team, the season ended. The girls team was phenomenal this year. I don't know if I have enough time to truly talk about them, but just about every tournament we went to, we placed team-wise. We placed 2nd, 1, 2, 3 out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tournaments, we placed 2nd 3 times. We were always in it. Worst finish was 14th out of 54 teams, which was a 2-day tournament at Old Tangy Orange, where teams from all over, some from out of state, were coming. We had our girls tournament. Sienna was two-time champ for our tournament, girls tournament. 2-time champ, and this year at our tournament, a lot of tournaments do a most valuable wrestler. I don't like that award because it's very political type. So I do the fastest pin, and Sienna got the fastest pin this year at our tournament for 7 seconds. So. That was pretty good. And I think all the teams that come I know the word as well. But I do want to mention at the end of the year, this year girls had a pre-regional tournament. It's the first they had. You just went regionals, then state tournament. But this year at pre-regionals, we finished second out of 19 teams. We had 8 qualify for regionals, which is incredible for our team. We had 3 champs, Sienna, Isabella, and Audrina Pack. They were all 3 champs. We had 2 runner-ups, Heather Atchison and Isabella Samchek, and, oh, I'm sorry, 3, and Nadia. And then we had Isabella Hamilton place 3rd, which is right here. So they had a great run at that tournament. Then we went to the regional tournament. Unfortunately, only 2 made it. Sienna Sanborn and Heather, or Audrina Pack. They both won their weight classes. Audrina was a 235, Sienna's 130, and they both qualified for the state tournament, which goes down to the shot season that wrestles along right with the boys. It's an incredible experience. If you've never gone, I highly suggest you go. And might recruit your sons and daughters to want to come wrestle, because to me it's one of the best things that the OHSA does in the entire state for a state tournament. It's incredible. On the floor, all the lights, all the people looking down at you, it's an awesome experience. But we had 2 placers this year. Audrina, it was her second time being a state qualifier. She placed 5th. And then Sienna, she placed 5th as well. She's a 4-time state qualifier, 3-time state placer. She placed 5th all 3 years. I know it's not what she wanted this year, but she had a heck of a run. And the 2 girls that Sienna and Audrina both lost to, one was the champ, and the other one was 3rd place. So the girls they lost to were really good for the gym. So I'm super proud of them. It was hard for us coaching this year. It's the first time that we've had boys and girls tournaments on the same day. So I had to, thankfully we had 2 go to the girls, 2 go to the boys, and I had to kind of go from one place to the other, which was different, me kind of flying, kind of missed out on some matches here and there, but that means our sport's growing. People are coming out. We're able to go to different tournaments on the same day, and it's exciting for the district, for the community, for our school to represent Hamilton in such a high class. I always, before we get off the bus or wherever we go, I always talk about being first class in everything that we do. And I think they are the definition of that when we talk wrestling on the mat. So I do also want to mention Sienna. She just wrestled, was it March 29th, 30th? She wrestled in, it's called the Pitt versus Ohio All-Star Duel. It's the first ever the girls were there. She got to experience an overnight. She did, they had interviews, which I guarantee she was real excited about that. They got a banquet, and she got to, it's the 50th year that they've done this duel, and it's the first year they had the girls, and she was selected to do that and represent her Hamilton, her family, our wrestling team, and it was an awesome experience that she'll never forget. So I'm really super proud of her. She, to me, is like the definition of an HT student, athlete. She's does well in the classroom, does well on the mat. We do the mural at the high school. I'd love to have her face on that mural, because she does everything. She has been a joy to be around, to coach. Even over there, she's still playing rock, paper, scissors during the talk. So she's so fun to be with. She would be truly missed, as well as Bobby. These guys, their first freshman year was the COVID year, so I know I have, you don't have, but they didn't get very many matches in their first year because of COVID. We couldn't do duels in the tournaments, so their records didn't really, they weren't as high as some of these other people. If I have the leaderboard right here, overall wins, Sienna this year had 45, and then overall her career, which puts her 5th out of 17 people on our leaderboard, and then overall she has 113 total wins, which puts her 6th behind some studs that are up on the wall. Jason Hackett, Theo Dodson, Chris Settles, Jesse Seibotham. So that's an honor in itself. And then Bobby Nolan's 13th up there with 82. I'll mention the last thing here. For the most pins, Sienna's number 1 on our leaderboard with 33 this year. And the next closest was 29. And then Bobby's 5th with 25. And Isabella, who was new this year, Samchek, well, she's going to wrestle at Otterbein next year and cheer. Yeah, Yep. So she, that's incredible in itself. So we have two. She's going to Tiffin to wrestle. She's going to Honor Mind. So that's two kids going to college from our program, which is an awesome thing to say. And then overall career pins, Sienna's number one was 74. And it's over some pretty stellar names that have been through our program. So it's an exciting time to be a part of the wrestling program. And hopefully you guys were able to see us. We did have a duel during the school this year. I know that seems to be a fan favorite. I love it. It gets the whole student body. I kind of use that as a recruiting tool. Hopefully motivate people to want to come out and see what they can do on the mat. So overall, that's our wrestling team. I appreciate your time, and thanks for listening.
The last coach I'm going to bring up for winter sessions is Jordan Forson. She stepped in. She's so thankful for the job that her and Brittany Acevedo did. We had to change in cheerleading coaches mid-season, in football season. We had to make a change, and Jordan graciously stepped up and did an excellent job. And I can't thank her enough for the job that she did do. Mm-hmm. Tried to keep her on, but she just didn't have it that way. So, Jordan Forson.
Okay, I have a lot less things to say than Erin O'Reilly, so thanks for that, Erin. Just a couple people I'd like to recognize. I know not a lot. I think I've seen one of my kiddos here. Between other sports and work schedules, it was hard to get them here today. But my all-academic athletes were Alexia Conrad, Riley DeLong, Addison Shear, Macy Fleming, and Kimley Neff. And I don't know if Kimley knows yet, but now that competition cheerleading is recognized as a varsity sport, she can also earn that award. So congratulations. I don't think you knew that yet, but you were going to find out tomorrow. So just a little bit about the season. Majority of the girls who were on the basketball cheerleading squad were also on the competition cheerleading squad. So you're talking, we have 2 to 3 games a week, 2 practices. And if you're on the competition team, you may have a competition on Saturday and a practice on Sunday. So some of these kids are 7 days a week, literally living with all of us, and I'm sure you can imagine keeping 30 plus girls around each other 7 days a week is difficult, but they did a great job. Our game day competition season, we had 6 competitions. We had best in the state, where we placed 2nd out of, I want to say, 12 teams in our division. MSL, we placed 2nd to Taze Valley, which I'm not sad, but they will no longer be in our league. Ohio High School, which this is only their 3rd annual competition, we placed 3rd out of that competition. It doesn't go by D1, D2, D3. You compete against anybody who goes to OHSAA. So that's saying a lot, because we're competing against teams that have 30 plus kids on there, and we have 17. So that's pretty impressive. Ashland, we placed 1st. We qualified at regionals, and then at OASS States, we placed 10th on a technicality, but raw score, we were 3rd place, beating some teams that we had never beat before, so that's really good. But that is our season, so thank you.
Again, I just want to thank you again for recognizing our kids and our coaches. As you can see, they were very well-spoken, and we can't thank them enough for the job they do with our kids. Student-athletes, we thank you for everything we do for Hampton Township. I think our athletic program is moving definitely in the right direction. We've got some great young coaches that are putting the time and effort in, and we're excited. So, good thing.
Did Jordan run out back there? No. Jordan, was it stepped on a pom-pom? Is that what it was?
Stepped on a pom-pom.
Stepped on a pom-pom. Don't do that. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah.
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 Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Tremendous. Our next presentation, and well, Mr. Over, do you guys want to say something to the athletes, or do we want to recognize the band and do it together? Your call.
Oh, we can do it together.
Or band. Forgive me. Forgive me, my God. The play.
No, we can do it all together.
Okay, great. I think I'm introducing Mr. O'Hearn, who's going to introduce the members of our play. So, thanks. Why ever live that down? So sorry. You're all the same people. Come on.
what a great time to be principal at Hamilton Township High School. You see all these people that have found their niche in our building in a multitude of different ways. At least some exciting stuff going on. We were off to a fast start, here in 2023 in the fall, and I think we've kept momentum throughout the school year. Can't wait to see what this meeting looks like when we finish up in the springtime. So what I'd like to do first here, I want to just kind of bullet point a couple things that stood out to me with regards to the school play, then obviously Godfrey come up and say a few things as well. So if you're on the staff of the school play or you're a parent or volunteer, would you stand up for me? Let's give them a round of applause. I jotted a few things down. I was always amazed. I got a chance to attend the school play on opening night. The play this year was Anastasia, as you can see by the lovely shirts here. I just think when I'm watching our kids in action, I'm like, I jot all things down, like memorizing lines, choreography. We had new tech and new background this year. There's a new cast every year for our adults that help run the play. It's always a little bit different. But these parent volunteers that play a massive part in making sure that our kids are ready to go some long hours after school, the music that comes a part of it, the costumes that are all part of it, the late nights. And then we had a teaser on the Wednesday before. We kind of had an opening night with just kind of less than maybe 500 kids in our auditorium, which included the middle school and some high school students. So if you're ever in doubt about what the current generation is like, come watch the school play. Because you're going to walk out of there with a smile on your face and feeling good about what the current generation is up to. So if I want to recognize a couple of these kids too, and again, I'll have Nikki come up. But if you're part of the school play, if you're one of the students in the school play or part of the ensemble, if you would, please just stand up for me. I wanted to recognize our leads. If you would give a wave, perhaps a bow, whatever that might be. I just want to go through. So my lead gone was Countess Lily. Mia Smith was Dowager Empress. Jace Fisher was Gleb. Kyler Smith was Vlad. Princeton Hunter was Dimitri. And Liv Taylor was Anya Anastasia. This is Godfrey, it's all you.
Thank you for having us tonight, and thank you for your support. I remind our kids on a regular basis that many districts' drama programs don't enjoy the level of support that we do. So definitely be grateful, not just for this, but in all the ways that we're supporting. This show was an undertaking. I don't think we realized how big of an undertaking it was until we got into the middle of it, and it's too late now. From all aspects, it was challenging. The story was very mature and dramatic. Probably we haven't done something that dark since West Side Story over 10 years ago. But the kids were thrilled with it. They researched all these historical characters and they dove in head first. They were super enthusiastic about very scary parts in that show. So that was awesome. The music was terribly difficult, as Mr. Hopkins lamented to us many, many times, and the kids lamented to us many, many times. The costuming was insane. Mrs. Kyer and I talked about it before we delved into it, but I don't think we truly realized again until we were in the middle of it. Because we weren't just talking about Disney princesses or historical Disney princesses, where they had to, research Russian imperial costumes and make them period appropriate, and so many kids were dressed in so many things. Every kid had at least two costumes. The majority of them had three or more. Cameron, I think you had like five. Were you in five different costumes? Yes, and Mrs. Kyer and Mrs. Kraft there, Mrs. Conrath, Rebecca Carter, they dressed all of them in just under 8 weeks, and I was gobsmacked about it. And then, of course, the technical aspect that Mr. O'Hearn mentioned. We made a big jump into the 21st century with projected backdrops, and bless everyone's heart, no one asked me how we were going to do it. They just, Mr. O'Hearn and Mr. Bengro and Mr. Arnett were
on Zoom meetings with me, you know, figuring out what do we need? How fast can we get it here? How's it going to happen? And it did. Our tech team, the kids who man the technical side of the crew, just did a phenomenal job, especially Miss Olivia Lash. She learned how to do the digital scenery programs. If you got to see the show, every time the picture changed or moved, that was a mouse click that was timed to music or some line or something else. There were over 100 cues in the show, and she memorized all of them and executed them every single time. It was insane to watch. I got front row seat to watch her do that every single night. Just a tremendous amount of work. A tremendous amount of work went into the show. And these kids enthusiastically did all of it. So thank you all so much for making my job as easy as it possibly could be.
Thank you.
We do have some comments, I'm sure, coming from the board. Everybody came up here and they thanked us. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, you young men and women who represent this district, we thank you. And we thank the parents, and we thank the coaches, and because you're representing us. Yes, we sit up front here, but it's your participation that makes the difference in the community. Other than one jacket, I'm extremely happy with everybody. I don't know if his family knows he wears that. Maybe, maybe not. But other than that, on behalf of the board, thank each and every one of you. You talk about being the family. We're losing a family member on the board. And so if you just have a couple minutes, because this person really needs to be recognized for everything she's done. She's one of the pro-aggressive board members, and she is leaving us. So we're going to turn it over to Mrs. Isaac. Mrs. Isaac, you want to make your announcement?
Yes. Well, picture of what this school district does, and I think we're doing an excellent job well above some of the other districts that surround us. So parents, you should be very thankful for all of the administration and the teachers that you have, because I've witnessed how hard that they work. I can't say thank you and kudos enough to everyone that's in this room. So I guess that is it for my departure. Thank you.
We got, who takes the pictures around here these days?
It'd be Mike.
All right, Michael. Kyle, you have to give them up.
I love you.
This is just a...
I'll turn around.
I guess my brother-in-law and my mom. Thank you. And I have one more thing before I stop talking. Mike, I do want you to know that you don't want to relive the past, but I did say, and if you can remember this, that if you were to prove me wrong, you would get a guess. You proved me wrong.
That's so awesome.
I want you to know that you want everyone to be here. I think you're going to be
here. Nice job.
Now we're going to get into the old-fashioned school business that everybody doesn't want to listen to.
Okay, hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm spoken. I will promise to make it quick. I just want to say to the student athletes that are here that spent the time tonight to come out and let us recognize you, we appreciate it so much. You are such a just golden light from our district and make us so very proud. And to this drama department and the staff that put this together, I am just so amazed every year at how it comes together to be so phenomenal with young people that just perform like Broadway. And to be a teacher and have to, you know, have a classroom of 30 students and know how difficult that can be at times, I don't know how you do it. It blows my mind that you're able to keep them from hurting each other, hurting you, or you hurting them, all of those things. So, anyways, I appreciate you all so very much, and thank you. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Again, congratulations. I got the chance to see the boys' basketball team this year. You guys killed it. I saw the girls play a few times. I really don't get to watch wrestling or the bowling team or some of the others, but I do follow you guys on social media and see how well you do. So I'm very proud of everyone.
I'll speak next. I always like to go to wrestling, but then to go to watch you girls wrestle. Somebody else said, like, this is my favorite thing ever. Like, why are we ever, like, just to watch you girls do that, and let's just be honest, those playlists are fun to get in front of. And of women, you know, young women, we're all so conscious of our bodies, but you guys, like, hands down, my husband's a football coach. My favorite sport to watch right here is to watch this girls wrestle. The play, I didn't make it this year. First one I've missed probably in 10 years. But I always know that you guys are amazing. And I know what you guys do is hard, probably far harder than anything any of us do. Between going to school for the student athletes, working, some of you guys work, getting good grades, I can't tell you how much we recognize how hard your guys' job are. Job is as student athletes and you know, viewers. We are so proud of you and we can't say that enough.
Apologies that this one went maybe a little longer than they typically do, but in my opinion, after doing these for a long time, this may be the best one we've ever had. Thank you. I had a great time listening to all that and having an opportunity to honor some people that I'm really proud of. You know, at the end of the day, for people like myself and our principal, Matt O'Heard, you know, like when you go out there and compete, like, you know, you represent the district, but our names get announced before those meets, right? You know, and I'm proud to put my name next to yours. my apologies again for referring to you guys as band, though so many of you are, and it's the same people. But that aside, I do want to thank you guys. Each year, at least for the last several years, they've invited me to, we do a teaser for like our students here in the district, an opportunity for them to practice, and they always invite me to be stage crew during that. So I go back in stage crew, and it's intense. It's very intense. I'm a fish out of water. I don't know what I'm doing, and there's always somebody assigned to help me not screw up, and we have a code back there, like what happens backstage stays backstage, I think. But it is incredible. So I get to see it from backstage. I get to see it from the audience as well when I go to watch it. And it is a great time. The one thing that I'll share just very briefly, we'll get you guys out of here, my favorite thing maybe, is when you see those people on stage, they're a character, right? Like they you know, Olivia's Anastasia. Okay. I've seen, you know, things on actors and such, you know, like professional actors where they get into character. Like they talk about like a guy like Christian Bale played Batman for like 6 months. That dude was Batman. He ate breakfast as Batman. He slept as Batman. The instant, I mean the literal instant that they walk behind the curtain, there's this, you'd have to see it. There's a transformation. You go from being Anastasia to high school kid. Now, right now, it is the funniest thing. Like when they're on stage, they're in character. As soon as they come off character, as soon as they come off stage, they're dancing, they're doing, it is really, really fun. So you guys are awesome, all of you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your patience. That was tremendous. Thank you.
Participation.
We have a presentation executive session.
Executive
no
session.
Public participation.
Okay.
Yes.
All righty. Board's report. We'll start down with Dave.
Well, I think we've about said everything we can say to
you. Well, I think so.
I'm not sure I have anything left to say.
We've been here quite a while, so I'll wait till next.
Okay.
Not much other than the. By the legislative report, the budget is beginning to be developed, and as we've learned over the years, a lot of education-related things get snuck in there right at the end, so we'll be, I'm sure, receiving communication about some upcoming changes that they'll sneak in later. That's all I have.
Alrighty.
So I'm passing the buck slightly, but there were two things that came out in the OSBA student achievement that they put out. The two things that they put out were, obviously, Ohio passed the marijuana, you know, mm-hmm. but we still fall under the federal guidelines as a school. So I guess I'm passing the buck to you, Amber. It would, if you could look into that to see exactly how, what they're saying in that language, how it, the state law versus, you know, federal for schools affects us. And then there was also an article that they put out with AI. And all of the changes surrounding AI and how they're incorporating that into school and the administration. So I just thought it might be worthwhile, maybe next meeting or
sure.
a few meetings from now, we could look into that just to see
the AI
the benefits,
piece is
pros, cons yeah. to all of it. I mean, it could go both ways.
AI piece is a little complex. Just conveniently, Emily and I attended a meeting on Tuesday, was it, where actually the conversation of marijuana came up. We were actually kind of ahead of that as a district. We put some language into policy and such. There are a few caveats that we can certainly share, but yeah, okay.
That's it. Okay.
I don't have anything, so.
Alrighty. I'm going to take my note from David, and I'm just not going to say anything other than thank you. Okay. Treasurer's report.
We have the minutes of the March 12th regular board meeting and March 25th special board meeting on the agenda. Also have the financial statements for the months of February and March attached for your approval. Nothing of significance to report on the statements. We need to rescind board policy KMB. There really is no longer a need for this policy, as the revised policy KMA, for the most part, approved in February, it's a combination of the two policies, KMA and KMB, so we only need KMA now.
Okay. Can you explain what the KMB is and why we don't? What you just said, I didn't understand at all.
So there were two policies that relate to the PTOs and the booster groups.
Okay.
So in February, we approved board policy KMA, which was quite a bit more extensive than it used to be.
Okay.
Well, part of it was in I think the KMB talks about booster groups, and then it goes into some details that are very similar to what was added in the KMA. And as Chris and I looked at it, there really was nothing of significance that left in that policy after the approval of the new policy KMA.
So, any other changes?
For that, no. For board policy, no. We need your approval on the roof replacement project for this building. Any building project over $50,000 requires either an official bid process or the use of a purchase consortium. We use the Association of Educational Purchasing Agencies, which is through META. And if you have any questions about this project, Ryan would be happy to answer your questions.
So I do have one question, and I guess I thought we already replaced the roof.
We replaced it in sections.
Okay.
Yes.
This
yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is the largest section by far, but it's the remainder.
Okay. Gotcha.
We've kind of been working our way down. This will take care of the whole
reason. Just my office. No more leaks then?
Okay. Okay, so this is going to finish up the roof?
Okay. There's an appropriation amendment that requires your approval. The increase in the general fund is to budget for the first phase of Chromebook replacements, which will occur over the summer. Adam is using a three-year replacement cycle. You'll see the first phase purchase on the next board agenda. The increase in the permanent improvement appropriations is to fund the balance of this roof project with a contingency. We also received additional funding for the preschool grant. And we were also awarded $43,000 in safety grants, which increases we need to increase the appropriations in these two funds. Also have minor changes to the two federal fund grants, Title 6B, which is the special education grant, and Title 2A, the teacher quality grant. And the final item, we have several monetary donations from Buckstone Flats, Obed's Dairy, Dairy Queen, and the Hamilton Township Boosters. And the Hamilton Township Booster Group, if you recall, is our new athletic booster group, and this is the first donation from them.
Very good.
That's all I have.
Need a motion to accept everything that he just talked about?
Second.
Now, does anybody have any questions? Right. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Ober.
Yes. Alrighty. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Over. Just two quick things that I really just want to kind of read into the record and highlight. Our high school parent-teacher conference, and I kind of wrote down this title because it was, we did our eighth grade scheduling night, multicultural resource fair, and student involvement fair, all in one night. So wrapped a bunch of things in. This is what we're going to refer to as, I think, the first annual, at least, Matt. I think we're looking at maybe even doing this multiple times each year moving forward. This was an outrageous success. So they put a bunch of things together, and ultimately the goal was to expose our incoming freshman class to a lot of the activities at the high school. So they had 23 community partners and vendors, including Adam H., Frank County Jobs and Family Services, Village of Lockbourne, City of Obetz, Hamilton Township Alumni Association, Buckstone Flats, just to name a few, were all people that were there to share resources with our families. In addition to that, all 38 student groups, clubs, athletic programs that we had were represented by their coaches, players, members, what have you. They were there to, you know, kind of recruit, but just highlight for the kids all the cool things that are going on in our high school. I'm really excited about that. We had an amazing turnout, as I said, but I think it helped our ease maybe any apprehensions that incoming freshmen have. I mean, it's been a long time for all of us, but transitioning from a middle school into a high school can be certainly nerve-wracking. So great job to Matt and Jeff and his building for collaborating on that and getting that done. That was awesome. We look forward to doing that in the future. Last thing, just really quickly, you've heard a lot about the science of reading. As everybody on board knows, obviously the science of reading is now law in the state of Ohio. Convenient for the Hamilton local schools, we've been doing this very well for a very long time. As evidenced by recently, I think over the last couple of months, the elementary school has been approached by six different districts. They've hosted visitors from, again, these six districts to come in and kind of learn from our staff, one of which actually came to us from Chicago, Illinois. I think they flew in how many people?
Eight
people to come. They spent a day of professional development with our staff. I highlight that, first of all, to say thank you to our elementary for being willing to collaborate with our peers in the area. I think it's awesome, but I think that's good evidence that should give, first of all, our teachers at that building, and second of all, our community, just some evidence the fact that we are prepared for this transition. Well, it's not a transition for us, but this now state law of must teach science of reading. For us, this is what we call Tuesday. So ready to roll and really excited, appreciate that participation. That's all I have, President Over.
All righty. Let me ask you this right here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do that.
Want me to just add? President Over was asking a question about 10.2 administrative contracts. What this is, guys, is we're going to vote on administrative contracts at the next board meeting. As part of statute, the board has to inform those administrators who are going to have their contracts acted upon that it will happen at the next board meeting. So that's all this is. This isn't approving any contracts. This is just giving myself and really Brian the go-ahead to tell people, hey, we're acting on your contract next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that we wasn't.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yep.
All righty. Educational programs. We need a motion. Need a second. Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. Number 11, we need a motion to approve personnel. We have a motion.
Second.
All right, any questions? Seeing none, roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Are you gonna break this up from 11 or 12? Because 12 is Tennyson, and I don't want to vote on this contract.
We're just gonna I think we're voting on a...
This is just 11.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. And now we're on 11.
No, 12.
There you go.
All right.
Need a motion for approved personnel?
Second.
Okay. Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Barney?
Abstain.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. The reason why a board member abstained was her husband is the head football coach, and it wouldn't be appropriate to vote that way, so respectfully. Approved of personnel 13.
Second.
Any comments? No questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay, 14. Need a motion for personnel classified.
So moved. Second.
Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Abstain.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. And that abstain wasn't because he didn't like the person.
Well, that we know of.
We know of.
We have no tabled items. We have executive session under A. Need a motion?
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
Okay. Adjourning at 7:22.